get into a bidding war with a particular professor or with a research group, that we won't have free dollars to do that unless we cut our way to freeing up those dollars.
That's correct.
Well, I was wondering, is the $22 million figure that you added with the 6.9% increase, is that for this incoming, like, will we get that increase next year when this incoming freshman class comes in, or
that was just for 2012. The $22 million would be 6.9. I think the rule of thumb that you would use is $3 to $3.5 million, depending on enrollments. So for every point, you know, on the tuition, it's about $3 to $3.5 million. So on that 6.9, I just, $22 million would be the...
Okay, when all four years pass after this increase, we'll be making an additional $88 million?
Yeah, that would be the four... the 22 is just this 2012. Okay. And then, of course, you would have, under the guarantee, you would have the same number.
But it's offset one for one by the ravishing effects of inflation.
And then from last year's in increase, was that $40 million for one class last year?
Oh no! Well, I mean, if it was 9.5 last year, that would have been about $30 million.
$30 million, okay.
And then, but the year before that, we had a very a pretty skinny year, so that was 2.6. So it was only $7 million. So when you're looking at all these, as they're playing out their 4 years, we had a very skinny year there, 2 years ago when we had really equated to only a 1% increase.
Now we really fell behind that year. We did not keep up with inflation.
I think the can't stress too much how important it is to have to avoid furlough days going forward. It was not worth the savings. They could be found somewhere else if you had to. Very, very demoralizing, not just here at Illinois, but elsewhere. I'm glad that we weren't able to do it. We didn't have to resort to furlough days this year. I don't think we'll have to resort to furlough days next year, but we have the bigger problem of dealing with a compensation package for the first time since 2008. And if Walt is right, even with flat funding, if the legislature accepted the governor's flat-funded budget for higher education, it's flat-funded at about the same rate that we had a couple of years ago. So it doesn't account for the 3%, 4%, or 5% inflation that we might have had then in state in our costs compared to state appropriations. And if Walt is right in thinking that we may face yet another budget cut for the next fiscal year, we don't even know whether the increment in tuition revenue will keep up with the cut that we're taking next year. So managing all of that and still avoiding furlough days and addressing the compensation issue is going to take some serious attention and an awful lot of work.
My own sense on the campus is, my own sense is that on the campuses, the enthusiasm for the school